This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to attorney Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, Datzman, D-A-T-Z-M-A-N, of Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Datzman, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Dominic Lavasic, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is D-O-M-I-N-I-C. Last name is L-O-V-I-S-C-E-K. That's L-O-V-I-S-C-E-K, period. On September 3rd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 45-year-old cooperative male, period. Height 5 foot 11 inches tall, weight 195 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a workman's compensation injury on or about June 25th, 2022, period. This occurred at Steel Dynamics in Pittsburgh, period. A team of employees, approximately 5 employees, were lifting and carrying apparatus, and as a result, the client pinched his nerve in his low back, period. 3 to 4 days after the injury, he had severe pain in his low back and right leg, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing low back pain with pain down his right leg, period. New paragraph. His low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told that he had a pinched nerve and foot drop, period. He was treated with physical therapy, surgery, and medication, period. He had surgery in 2022 to the low back to relieve the nerve pressure, period. His pain is described as intermittent, period. It is the most severe while he is awake, period. It is described as an aching pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 4 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his entire right leg to his knee as well as his calf, period. He has some pain that radiates into the heel, period. He also has tingling sensation as well as pain, period. He has a foot drop, and he has to lift his right leg higher when he walks, period. This is particularly a problem when he's not wearing a brace, period. He does require a brace at work, period. He drags his right foot daily if he's not wearing his brace, period. New paragraph. The patient, in addition to his injury to his back and leg, has had frequent depression that started with this injury, period. The depression is described as constant, period. He also has anxiety associated with this, period. He has problems interacting with friends and family, period. He has thoughts of inadequacy, period. At times he has panic attacks, period. The anxiety and depression only started after this work injury, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that he was seen at Hendricks County Emergency Room. He was treated and released, period. He was given medication, period. He followed up with ortho Indy and was seen several times, period. MRI was done, period. He was given injections, period. He had surgery in July of 2022, period. He was referred to physical therapy, including athletical physical therapy, several times, period. He had nerve tests, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems sitting over 30 minutes, comma, standing over 1 hour, comma, walking over 1/2 mile, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball and volleyball, comma, hunting, comma, fishing, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. Under allergies, no known allergies. Under medications, he is taking over-the-counter pain medicine for this condition, period. Present treatment for this condition, new paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes stretching exercises as well as over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph, past medical history reveals hypertension diet controlled, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals back surgery in 2014 for herniated disc, as well as surgery in 2022 because of this injury, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured his low back in a work injury in 2014 when he was lifting cinder blocks, and it required surgery that year, period. The patient states he was 100% pain-free in the low back after the surgery in 2014, period. He did have some rehabilitation in 2014 to 2015 with total resolution of his pain, period. The patient did not have pain in his low back for several years prior to this work injury in 2022, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient has not been involved in major automobile accidents, period. The patient had a laceration to his left arm at work several years ago and had sutures without permanency, period. The patient had metal in the bilateral eyes approximately 24 years ago at work. It was removed without permanency, period. The patient had a laceration to his finger at work several years ago without sutures or permanency, period. The patient lacerated his finger at age 12 and had some nerve damage with the thumb repaired without permanency, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that he works in a steel mill in a roll shop, and he is a lead operator full-time, period. He missed 9 months of work, period. Presently, he is working slower with frequent breaks and requires more assistance, period. New paragraph. I reviewed a fair amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Psychologist report with a discharge summary and PPI note dated August 25th, 2023, states Mr. Levosik was previously evaluated in my office related to the psychological effects of a June 20th, 2022 work accident, period. The purpose of this evaluation was to assess the psychological and behavioral effects of his June 2022 work accident, period. These symptoms were attributed to the work accident, period. I determined that continued mental health treatment was needed until he reached MMI, as determined by Dr. Osborne, period. Dr. Osborne's opinion that Mr. Levosik reached medical MMI on April 10th, 2023, period. Dr. Osborne assigned a 12% whole body PPI impairment for the right lower extremity due to the work accident, period. The mental health treatment focused on Mr. Levosik's emotional upset and frustration related to his physical limitations following the work accident, as well as those he attributed to the outcome of surgery, period. He was discharged from physical therapy on March 21st, 2023, period. He described persistent frustrations and symptoms of depression, period. He dislikes how his physical limitations disrupted his life and affected his ability to participate in his hobbies, period. Based upon the current findings, I determined Mr. Levosik has reached a psychological MMI, period. He benefited from mental health treatment, period. PPI analysis shows a 3% whole body impairment rating to be assigned, period. No additional psychological treatment is recommended or needed, period. Combined PPI rating, combining the mental and behavioral disorder PPI of 3% with the medical PPI of 12% assigned by Dr. Osborne equals a 12% PPI rating. And this was generated by Dr. Hale, H-A-L-E, a PhD psychologist, period. Records from Ortho Indy Physiatry Follow-Up, April 7th, 2023. He returns now after completing a little more than 4 weeks of work, period. He does continue to experience weakness and numbness of his right foot and ankle, period. Abnormalities on physical examination noted, including positive right-sided slump, period. MRI of the lumbar spine without contrast, December 13th, 2022, demonstrating L4-L5, right hemi laminotomy defect with small recurrent discal cyst, D-I-S-C-A-L, discal cyst, comma, slightly contacting the right descending L5 nerve root with slight displacement, period. EMG of the right lower extremity on December 13th, 2022, demonstrating significant changes in the right L5 distribution, consistent with the patient's known history of a right L5 radiculopathy, period. NCV of peroneal motor nerve, abnormal, period. Overall, this study is consistent with severe right L5 radiculopathy, period. Assessment presents now with lower back pain radiating to the right lower extremity, consistent with the right L5 radiculopathy status post surgical intervention by Dr. Euler, H-U-L-E-R, period. Unfortunately, despite necessary treatment for this injury, he continues to experience light lower extremity weakness in the L5 distribution secondary to work-related injury, period. It is appropriate for him to have the availability of specialized footwear both at work and in his personal life, period. Recommend a PP rating 12% whole body impairment, period. This is based on AMA Guideline 6 edition, page 540, table 17-4, period. Another note from Ortho Indy, physical therapy, December 1st, 2022. Assessment 1, lumbar radiculopathy, 2, back pain. Another note from Ortho Indy Physical Therapy, September 20th, 2022. Assessment 1, history of right foot drop, work injury, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of June of 2022, while appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait with a right foot weakness and obvious drop, period. The patient's affect was flat with obvious signs of anxiety in depression, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 4.5 centimeter vertical surgical scar involving the mid-lumbar region, period. There's an unrelated laceration repair of the right thumb from an old injury, period. There was an unrelated 4-centimeter horizontal scar of the left lateral upper thigh due to an old injury, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. Flexion was diminished by 22 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 68 degrees on the right and 86 degrees on the left, period. Examination of the extremities. Revealed a severe right foot and ankle weakness with drop, period. There was markedly diminished range of motion of the right ankle with diminished strength, period. There was diminished strength of the right foot, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1/4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right dorsal foot, period. The patient was unable to walk on his heels or his toes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulse was normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, low back trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma. Right-sided radiculopathy of L5, comma, foot drop, comma, and displaced L5 nerve root, period. Number two, depression and anxiety with mental and behavioral disorder, period. Diagnosis number two was caused by diagnosis one, period. Also, diagnosis one did require surgical intervention, period. The above diagnoses were all directly caused by his work injury of June of 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. I did discuss his earlier impairment ratings as given by other doctors and feel that he qualifies for a slightly higher impairment rating, period. In reference to the low back, utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 14% whole body impairment, period. I agree with the psychological impairment given by his other professional of 3%, period. When we use the combined value charts combining these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 17% whole body impairment as a result of his June 2022 work injury, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his low back region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Continued over-the-counter analgesic and anti-inflammatory medications would cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in the low back would cost approximately $3,000, period. A back brace would cost $250 need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. A knee and a leg brace would cost approximately $250. I'm sorry, a knee and a leg brace would cost approximately $3,000. That's knee and leg brace would cost approximately $3,000 and need to be replaced every 1.5 years, period. The patient will also require special footwear, as mentioned in prior physician medical records at a cost of approximately $200 a year, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.